From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama embarks on the final day of his historic three-day visit to Cuba by addressing the Cuban people. Monday, he and his Cuban counterpart Raul Castro held talks, which the U.S. leader described as frank and candid, and then met the press. Mr. Obama acknowledged the two sides continue to have very serious differences on democracy and human rights.
As we do wherever we go around the world, I made it clear that the United States will continue to speak up on behalf of democracy, including the right of the Cuban people to decide their own future. We'll speak out on behalf of universal human rights, including freedom of speech and assembly and religion.
Mr. Castro, reacting at times testily, was questioned about Cuba's human rights record. He asked how many countries in the world comply with all human rights. None. He also denied Cuba has any political prisoners and demanded a list. Mr. Castro called for an end to the 55-year-old U.S. trade embargo and return of land now being used by the U.S. for a naval base at Guantanamo Bay. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Monday raised the alarm over the fate of elections in Democratic Republic of Congo. Addressing the Security Council, Mr. Ban called for timely and credible elections supposed to be held in November. There are concerns that incumbent President Joseph Kabila is planning to extend his rule. U.S. U.N. Ambassador Samantha Power, meanwhile, expressed concern about the threats facing civil society in DRC.
Not only must ballots be cast, but individuals must be allowed to campaign for their preferred candidates and express their opinions freely. There is no excuse for the harassment and detention of peaceful activists and opposition leaders in the DRC.
Ambassador Power warned the DRC's fragile progress in democracy, stability, and economic growth hangs in the balance. This is VOA News. The Afghan military says it raided a Taliban-held prison, freeing 16 hostages, including civilian and security personnel, in southern Helmand province. A defense spokesman said the overnight raid Sunday into Monday killed 17 Taliban insurgents, including six suicide bombers. Afghan forces raided four prisons in Helmand over the past 3 months, freeing dozens of detainees, including many members of the security force. The U.S. Defense Department Monday acknowledged the presence of a U.S. Marine artillery base in northern Iraq in support of coalition forces near Makhmur. Colonel Steve Warren is a Pentagon spokesman.
These Iraqi forces, along with their coalition advisors, require force protection. So we constructed a small fire base to do just that.
Firebase Bell, the first independent U.S. base of its kind in Iraq. Since the return of U.S. military personnel 2 years ago, they're helping train Iraqi forces as they prepare to retake the Islamic State stronghold of Mosul. Morocco is now asking the U.N. to close a military liaison office in the disputed Western Sahara after dozens of U.N. personnel assigned to the Minurso peacekeeping mission were forced to depart amid rising tensions with Rabat. U.N. spokesman Farhan Haq said Monday there is no reason for the escalation of these tensions.
The mission has been going about its work for more than a quarter of a century. It's been there to ensure a degree of stability, and even though the situation on the ground has not been one that's satisfactory to the Sahrawi people, as long as the mission has been there, there's been a lessening of tensions.
The dispute followed remarks by U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who called Morocco's annexation of the former Spanish territory in 1975 an occupation. The U.N. brokered a ceasefire between Morocco and Polisario rebels in 1991. Haq warned without a U.S. presence, fighting there could resume. The ruling Chama Cha Mapinduzi Party in Tanzania's semi-autonomous region of Zanzibar was declared the winner of Sunday's election rerun in a ballot boycotted by the opposition. The results of October's original election were annulled after the Electoral Commission cited fraud. Benin's Prime Minister Lionel Sinsou Monday conceded defeat following Sunday's results of a runoff presidential ballot against businessman Patrice Talon. Preliminary results show Talon leading with 65% of the vote. The price of oil dipped slightly in Asia trading today but remains above $41 a barrel, as the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, considers capping prices. Tech giant Apple Monday unveiled new products, and they include a new smaller iPhone and a new iPad Pro with a smaller screen. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.